News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller is again issuing strong condemnation of those who abuse the nation's children. The Prime Minister's comments follow an Office of the Children's Registry report, which shows an increase in the number of reported cases of child abuse.
I condemn every attack on any child in this country. If they're misbehaving and you don't like, take them to a teacher, a pastor, a community leader, a person that can demand respect and doesn't beg respect. Please do not abuse them. I am appealing to all Jamaicans, and I'm appealing to communities to look out for the children.
Mrs. Simpson Miller is urging communities to unite in caring for and protecting the nation's children. The Ministry of Education has set a target of achieving close to 100% passes in English language for the Caribbean Secondary Education Certificate exam by 2020. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says the implementation of an English oral exam as part of the Grade 6 Achievement Test, GSAT, is one of the primary strategies to accomplish this goal.
The examiners tell us that our students show understanding of the English language because of their limited exposure to the spoken word expounded by them, that their expression of English is where they lack is to be found.
The Education Ministry will also be seeking to implement more lessons requiring students to express themselves verbally in English during their secondary education. Meanwhile, the Education Ministry is recruiting mathematics specialists to be deployed in the 2014-2015 academic year under its Mathematics Intensification Program. Portfolio Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says the goal is to deploy 100 mathematics specialists to work as coaches and resource teachers in over 200 primary and secondary schools across the island. Minister Thwaites says this initiative is a key component of the ministry's national mathematics strategy.
We've had to find over $150 million extra this year to get that program underway, which will eventually cost over 3 years more than $1.2 billion. We're glad to be able to find it. The ministry's goal is to popularize the subject of mathematics, to take it beyond the walls of the schools and into the public domain.
The minister was speaking at the launch of the Butterkist National Primary Schools Mathematics Competition last Tuesday. The Transport Authority is increasing its presence on the roads in an attempt to bring order to the public transportation system. Communication and Customer Services Manager at the Transport Authority, Petrakeen Williams, says the authority's teams have been working with the police to carry out operations across the island. She says these operations are also aimed at preserving the safety of the commuting public.
Over the past 3 weeks, for example, 1,146 prosecutions have been carried out for various offences under the Road Traffic Act and the Transport Authority Act and regulations, and some 179 seizures have been effected for operating without a road license or contrary to the terms and conditions of the road licenses.
Ms. Williams was speaking in an interview with GIS News. And citizens are being encouraged to continue practicing water conservation despite expectations that the drought period is almost at an end. Director of Information and Training at the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, Cheryl Nichols, says it is important that citizens remain vigilant in their conservation activities.
We continue to encourage Jamaicans to use water as effectively as you can, especially in light of the fact that we're experiencing drought conditions across the island. Against that background, we're making recommendations for persons to give thought to what they will use water to do, what they will use a running pipe for. So it's a typical conservation measures.
Ms. Nichols was speaking during a recent interview with GIS News. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I am Camilla Guthrie.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.